hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Wednesday. Joe and Gracie with you here at News Radio 92.3. Wish the weather was a little bit better for you, but it's a lot better than it was this time a week ago. And that's always good news, and we hope it will continue to stay that way and improve. Although, looking at the forecast over the next several days, likely the same weather pattern each and every day this week and into the weekend as well. More details on that in about 3 weeks away. But we exist to give you everything that's going on in the world around locally here. We've got plenty of local stuff to talk about nationally, worldwide, sports, entertainment, pop culture. We've got it all for you here. And starting with our top three stories, the number one story here is probably what everybody's been talking about at your place of work around the water cooler. What in the world is going on with the search operation for this submersible that went down to the Titanic? Well, we have now had several days of daily press briefings by the U.S. Coast Guard, Captain Jamie Frederick, updating the world media today, saying that there is less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining as of about 1 o'clock this afternoon. So they are very much up against a time pressure cooker here, as about 10 search assets are expected to be on scene about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod by tomorrow morning. Here was Captain Frederick earlier today.
The Unified Command Team is working tirelessly to bring all available assets and expertise to bear as quickly as possible in response to this complex operation.
And as of now, still labeling it a search and rescue mission. So again, five people believed to be on board. There's absolutely no indication of whether they are still alive at this point or not. We're just operating under the pretense that they are, and that 24 hours or less oxygen remaining there. Crews did hear underwater noises overnight, and Frederick said that they have been looking in areas where these noises were heard. So far, they have not yielded any positive results. Also today, an explosion in central Paris, leaving more than two dozen people injured, a total of 29 people hurt, four in critical condition. Two people are missing in the rubble of the damaged building Paris American Academy of Art, or Design, rather, which is attended mostly by American students. Also, the legislation aimed at protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination, reintroduced today by Democrats in Congress, called the Equality Act, which would expand federal civil rights to stop discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in areas including employment, housing, education, and federal funding. Those are your top three stories today. 6:15, a local check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some traffic on 9 Mile Road. That's going to be as you're heading towards or passing University Parkway going towards Scenic Hill Drive. So just keep that in mind. Looks like there is an accident. So it is causing some slowdowns there. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Many chances for rain as we wrap up the rest of the work week. 60 to 70% chances between Thursday and Friday during the daytime hours. Unfortunately, that means keep the umbrella around. A couple inches of rain could fall as we wrap up the next couple of days. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, a little bit cooler than normal. Lows in the 70s. This weekend, it looks like the rain chances back off just a touch, down to maybe 30 to 40% chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We do still have some rain going throughout our area. That's going to be some spotty rain storms just north of Milton and throughout Crestview, and then some light rain throughout Pensacola. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial or premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Continuing on with some local news headlines, you can believe something, but you've got to be able to stand behind it, especially when it comes to criminal charges. That's the message today from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, officially closing the book on their investigation into the alleged tampering of food at Nico Japanese restaurant in Pace.
The restaurant has completely complied with everything that we've asked. They've been very cooperative. I think that this is a unique situation. I think that there's some details to the case that doesn't give us solid evidence or substantial evidence that we can prove probable cause.
That's Major Roman Jackson. He talked with Channel 3, saying despite interviewing restaurant managers, employees, victims who got sick, as well as the individual that this investigation seemed to center around that was saying acting strangely, they simply just could not prove that a criminal act took place. He did also recommend that businesses use this as an opportunity to make sure that they are set up as far as surveillance goes. He said that Nico had video equipment that had not been working since 2021. He says if that hadn't been the case, that certainly would have made a huge difference in their investigation. Yesterday, the Escambia County School Board approving a contract for interim superintendent Keith Leonard. Leonard will receive a salary of $160,000, with incentives based on performance evaluation, and the contract runs through June 30th of 2024. However, if the district does not find a permanent replacement or if they simply want to continue with Leonard, his contract can be renewed for another term by a majority vote. Good news here in Escambia County, a man thanking his lucky stars for the second time in 6 months. 58-year-old Scotty Grant yesterday claimed a $1 million prize after winning the 500 times the cash scratch-off game. He won the exact same prize playing the exact same game in December, and in both cases chose the one-time lump sum payment of $820,000. So congratulations to him. Also, the Waterfront Rescue Mission says that due to flooding at the Reentry Alliance Pensacola facilities, they've been housing about 60 women and children temporarily. Normally, they're a men-only shelter, but desperate times call for desperate measures. Waterfront's Jason Grizzard talked to Channel 3.
It's hard to imagine children and families being displaced in our community and not having a place to lay their head or a hot meal or, you know, a warm hug. And so we're just delighted that we could step up and be the ones to do this.
And the REAP facilities are expected to be back in operation by next Monday. Quickly, here are some state headlines before we get to our first break. The defense presenting its case in the trial of Scott Peterson, trying to paint a picture for the jury of chaos and confusion today, as where it would be impossible for Peterson to determine from where the shots were coming. Peterson charged with not confronting the Parkland school shooter as 17 people were killed in the attack. Tropical storm Brett maintaining its strength and strengthening just a little bit with max wind speeds of 65 miles per hour, continuing to head towards the Caribbean and the Lesser Antilles, located less than 500 miles east of Barbados. Also, the Florida Democratic Party filing ethics complaints against members of Governor DeSantis' staff, accusing them of working to line up endorsements for DeSantis' presidential campaign during state budget meetings, saying that the governor was holding the state budget hostage in exchange for endorsements and donations. And adults and children receiving transgender medical treatments in Florida will be allowed to continue under certain conditions. The Florida Board of Osteopathic Medicine passed an emergency rule that allows existing treatments to continue as long as the prescription doesn't change. And the nonprofit trying to get an abortion amendment on the 2024 ballot is seeing some momentum now with 200,000 signatures this week. Organizers with Floridians Protecting Freedom say their petition allows abortions up to 28 weeks of pregnancy. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Joe and Greasy on Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some more headlines. We are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110, showing no delays. We still have slowdowns on 9 Mile Road. This is near University Parkway due to an accident. It's going to be if you're heading in the westbound direction, heading towards Scenic Hills Drive. See something else? Give me a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are looking pretty good. We still have some rain going throughout our area, so just keep that in mind. News Radio Threat Net Radar is showing rain patches all throughout the listening area, so you may be seeing some rain later this evening. If you see anything else, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie at News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So continuing on here with some national news stories today, Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking in regards to the testimony from the former special counsel who released a report criticizing the FBI's investigation into the alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan said that John Durham's probe found the Justice Department should have never opened the investigation, and Congressman Matt Gaetz went in after Durham as well, making a reference to the Harlem Globetrotters' opponents.
The fact that you didn't charge Andrew McCabe, you didn't convict the lying Democrats or the lying Russians, you didn't investigate Mifsud or the Mueller probe, even though, as we sit here today in black letter, that was your charge. Have you ever heard of the Washington Generals?
The Washington Generals, yes.
Yeah, and they're the team that basically gets paid to show up and lose, right?
So making the obvious connection that, hey, you're basically worthless. So that was pretty fascinating audio there. Republicans say that the DOJ is continuing to target former President Trump for political reasons and pointing to the recent indictment for his alleged mishandling of classified material as exhibit, I don't know what the number is, but there's a lot of ammo that the Republicans have.
Oh, goodness. Well, Senate Democrats are planning to make the one-year anniversary of the end of Roe v. Wade by bringing legislation on reproductive health and access to a vote. While the bills aren't expected to pass, Democrats want to force Republicans to show where they stand on abortion. The bill would guarantee women can travel freely across state lines for abortions and protect doctors who continue to provide abortion care.
Also, nationally, the White House says President Biden will not lecture the Prime Minister of India on human rights. Biden is welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the White House today for 2 days of talks, although some Democrats say that they will boycott Modi when he gives a speech to Congress in protest of the alleged human rights abuse in India.
Also, the former former Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents online was arraigned in federal court today and pleading not guilty. Jax Teixeira is going to be in custody since arrested on April 13th. He's facing federal charges for allegedly leaking the Pentagon documents on Discord and the social media platform.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy warning Republicans against forcing a vote to impeach President Biden. CNN says he's telling his party members to vote against the resolution being brought forward by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert today. He says Republicans should allow committee investigations into Biden play out, as jumping to impeachment could threaten the GOP's slim majority.
And Attorney General Merrick Garland is pushing back against accusations of bias of a sweetheart deal in the Justice Department following Hunter Biden's plea agreement. Biden reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors Tuesday over his failure to pay federal taxes and illegal purchases of a handgun. He's likely to avoid prison if he complies with the agreement.
And by the way, Tropical Storm Brett not affected to affect the U.S. mainland and here in Florida as it continues a general westward motion towards the Lesser Antilles, and it's not forecasted to strengthen into a hurricane as well. Also, the Coast Guard says that as of tomorrow morning, there will be about 10 assets on hand searching an area about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod as time is running out. Less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining in the submersible that went down to view the Titanic. 6:30 now, it's Fox News Update, followed by Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3.
Let's go with Your Money Now. Hotel guests are suing Marriott International over a daily fee at the chain's Los Angeles area hotels, saying the employee protection surcharge violates California's consumer protections and unfair competition laws. The lawsuit, which seeks class action status, was filed today in an LA County Superior Court, and it alleges the local hotel worker protection ordinance cost surcharge goes beyond what Marriott needs to comply with a new worker protection law and enriches the hotel chain by overcharging guests. Intel today unveiled more details about its turnaround plan and said it would soon change the way it reports its financial results to give its foundry business its own profit and loss statement. The chipmaker believes the new reporting structure will help it control costs. Investors apparently aren't impressed, though, with what they've heard. The chipmaker stock today skidded 6%. Stocks fell overall today. The S&P 500 eased 23 points. The Dow Industrial's down 102. The NASDAQ slid 165. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Cincinnati Reds are a legacy franchise, but it's been a quiet 3 decades. In the last couple of weeks, they've emerged as baseball's hottest team and one of the most likable. They won their 11th in a row today and sit atop the NL Central. They have one of the most exciting young players in Ellie De La Cruz. Been a long time since the Reds were appointment viewing. They're well worth checking out. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Loaner Tool Program offers more than 80 specialty tools. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can't wait for what's next. even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above-normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 637 right now. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together to kick off this last half an hour of Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We're looking good on our roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. We still have slowdowns on 9 Mile Road. This is due to an accident. It's going to be right near University Parkway if you're heading in the westbound direction. For weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Many chances for rain as we wrap up the rest of the work week. 60 to 70% chances between Thursday and Friday during the daytime hours. Unfortunately, that means keep the umbrella around. A couple inches of rain could fall as we wrap up the next couple of days. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, a little bit cooler than normal. Lows in the 70s. This weekend, it looks like the rain chances back off just a touch, down to maybe 30 to 40% chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We still have some rain going throughout our area, so just keep that in mind. It is 79 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Well, our Kate Thomas at ESPN Pensacola, kind of sad right now because her beloved LSU Tigers trailing Wake Forest 2-0 right now. Men's College World Series action. So it's an elimination game for LSU as they have already lost to Wake Forest here. So if Wake wins out, they will advance to play Florida in the championship series. Both Florida and Wake Forest have not lost yet, so they would have to play basically a best of three in the College World Series final there. But we'll see if LSU can come back here. But not looking great. Top of the second inning right now on ESPN. One out, and Wake has two men on base right now. tomorrow night, the NBA draft in Brooklyn. And we're hearing for the first time on American soil, Victor Wembanyama, who met the American media for the first time ahead of what will be the first overall pick made by the San Antonio Spurs.
I was feeling lucky that they got the pick as a franchise that has that culture and that experience in winning.
Yeah, San Antonio Spurs certainly have had that in the past. They've fallen on hard times recently, but you go back to really the turn of the century, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and also international players like Tony Parker, who was French, and Manu Ginobili as well. So I think Wembanyama is heading to an excellent situation with head coach Greg Popovich. The U.S. Women's National Team announcing the World Cup roster for their 2023 bid to go for a three-peat. They won the World Cup in 2015 and 2019, making their fourth World Cup teams. Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe, other familiar names, Julie Ertz and Rose Lavelle as well, and also 12 newcomers, at least making their first World Cup team. Gracie, are you going to be interested at all in the Women's World Cup this summer?
Probably not. It depends on how USA does. If they do well, then maybe I'll watch them towards the end.
Yeah, I agree with that. The team's first match is on July 21st against Vietnam. I believe this is in Australia. So, you know, what I like about the World Cup and events like the Olympics is that, you know, you get to watch sporting events in kind of like, quote, off times, right?
Yeah.
So there's going to be games on when you wake up. There's going to be games on at lunchtime, which I think is really cool there. So I'll certainly be following Team USA there. Also, because today is the summer solstice and it's the longest day in terms of sunlight, it's a pretty cool baseball event out in Fairbanks, Alaska, the 118th edition of the Midnight Sun Baseball Game. It's a summer solstice game that happens every year between the Alaska Gold Panthers and Michigan Monarchs. It starts at 10 p.m. Alaska time, 1 a.m. our time. The Midnight Sun Game is unique for being a night game that's played without lights in sunlight, and it's ranked among the top 10 must-see games by the Baseball Hall of Fame. Pretty cool stuff there. Health, business, and science notes today. Congress will be starting from scratch on figuring out how to regulate rapidly evolving AI technology, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
AI could be our most spectacular innovation yet, a force that could ignite a new era of technological advancement, scientific discovery, industrial might.
And Schumer announced a series of planned expert forums that will help guide Congress to develop guardrails while still allowing for industry innovation.
And the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, expects more rate hikes. He says that the central bank is working on slowing inflation, but he says that it's still running high. Powell says that participants of the Federal Open Market Committee expect that it'll be appropriate to raise interest rates somewhat further by the end of the year.
July 11th is one of the biggest days on the calendar this year, and it's because it's Gracie's birthday. And it's the first of two Amazon Prime days. Woo. So if you're looking for gift ideas for Gracie, an Amazon gift card will do just fine. The annual sales event for Prime members is actually 2 days and normally has some of the best deals of the year on Amazon. So that's pretty cool if you're into that sort of thing.
Also in Amazon news, the Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon. It alleges the e-commerce giant to get millions to sign up for Amazon Prime through manipulative means. It also is accusing Amazon on using dark patterns and tactics to get customers to stay subscribed on enrolled services. And dark patterns could include strategies just as hiding unsubscribed links in tough-to-find spots.
I will tell you this. I have no experience with Amazon in terms of unsubscribing to things, mm-hmm. but I would say that's pretty typical, that companies make you really hunt for unsubscribing, whether that be for actual services, for mail lists, or whatever.
Yeah, I think the question is it on the customer or is it on the company? Because, I mean, I feel like it's kind of on the customer, even if you can't find it. Like, there's a way to stop it.
I think it's incumbent on both the customer and the company. I mean,
but to sue them?
Well,
dark patterns? I feel like that's a little, I don't know. I also am going to have Amazon either way. And I have a lot of things I'm subscribed to, and I just...
Well, no, like, I mean, yeah, ultimately it's on the consumer to, you know, if you don't, if you're paying for a service that you don't want anymore, you should have a pretty readily accessible avenue to get unsubscribed from that. So, you know, Amazon is certainly not alone in this where, you know, like a gym membership or whatever, how many hoops you got to jump through to do that.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, mailing subscriptions where, you know, yeah, there's a link or whatever, but then there's, you know, all these four, you know, they want like, well, why are you leaving? And you do everything, you come back and all that. But there are definitely places where if I want to pay stuff, like I feel like I got to do a lot to be able to, where, you know, you're just like, oh, you know what? Forget it. It's whatever. I'll mess with it later. So I understand that. 6:45 now. We'll take a break briefly here. Pause for local roads and weather.
Well, we are looking good on our roads. We do have some slowdowns on 9 Mile Road. Looks like they're getting cleared up, but that is due to an accident right off of University Parkway. Other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, always feel free to give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do have some rain continuing to move through the area. The heaviness of the rain is going to just be some clusters of rain clouds over Milton, Molino, and Loxley and Roberts still getting some rain as well. So just keep that in mind. You may be seeing some rain a few times this evening. Right now it's 79 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some pop culture news today, after dominating on the big screen, there's going to be a new Super Mario Brothers game. Nintendo's on Wednesday announced a brand new game called Super Mario Bros. Wonder, which is coming to Nintendo Switch in October. The game, which was revealed during Nintendo Direct, that's where the company presents its upcoming slate of games, will be returning to the game console for the first time since 2017.
Also, if you are a fan of the lottery, keeping up with it, over $700 million are up for grabs this week in the America's two biggest lotteries. The jackpot tonight, Powerball drawing, is going to be estimated to about $400 million with a cash value of $200 million. And the jackpot on Friday's Mega Million drawing is going to be estimated to worth about $320 million. So,
a lot of cash there. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I wonder if our friend Scotty Grant is planning on buying tickets for both of those, or if he has been.
If he does, I would like to go with him to get the tickets.
Absolutely.
He's got some kind of way about him.
Yeah. So Scotty Grant, Escambia County resident, is no doubt the luckiest guy in Escambia County, at least for right now. He won a $1 million prize from the Florida Lottery after playing the 500 times the cash scratch-off game. And he did the exact same thing in December. So in both cases, he chose the lump sum option of $820,000. So that's, what, $1.64 million that he's gotten in the last 6 months?
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's awesome. And some other kind of wacky, weird stories. Netflix seems to have gotten its own Jaws remake. A crew is streaming a crew for the streaming service was filming in Hawaii recently when they experienced back-to-back encounters with tiger sharks that resulted in an exploding boat as well as an emergency landing. The crews were filming the Netflix docuseries Our Planet 2, and the crew, a crew member said that it was just like something out of Jaws. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Now, you have said that Our Planet docuseries is actually really good. So tell me more about this, because my wife and I do not share the same tastes in entertainment at all. She likes she will watch, I should say, with me some shows, and she's been kind of looking for ideas of shows that we could watch. She likes like documentaries about like storms.
Yeah.
She likes like how things are made. So tell me about the Our Planet. I mean,
this one's more of like one of those soothing, like nature documentaries where the graphics are just so real. Like you're looking at this bug and you're showing every part of it.
It's like super like slow-mo and zoomed in.
Yeah, slow-mo with a soothing narrated voice of what's going on. So it isn't a great, you know, really fantastic, oh, this is going to be an awesome show, but it's really relaxing just to put on. So I watched the Our Planet one, I mean, a while ago, but it reminds me of, you know, do you have like an Apple TV where it has the screen?
Like the,
It's like that, but with the soothing voice of telling you what's going on.
Interesting.
In the ocean.
All right, very cool. Interesting job opportunity for you, especially if you like dogs. A billionaire in the UK is hiring a live-in dog nanny to take care of the family's two dogs, and it pays $127,000 a year. Hundreds of people already have applied, and you can too at a fancy staffing site called Fairfax and Kensington.
And in other kind of job news, a job that you are not going to want to get, a petty and vindictive auto shop owner in Georgia has been ordered to pay $40,000 in back wages and damages to his former employees. According to the federal judgment, Miles Walker of AOK Luxury Auto Works refused to pay overtime and threatened his employees to file labor complaints. The case started when he paid a former employee their final check of $915. He didn't just write him a check, though. He gave him the last paycheck in dirty old pennies. That's 91,500 dirty, oily pennies.
So, I mean, the effort that it took to get the pennies and to just saturate them in oil and smudge and everything. I mean, it wasn't nice, and I like the humor of the pettiness, but I also like that he got his butt kicked and has to fork over $40,000. So,
yeah.
6:51 right now. We'll take our final break of the evening and come back with some more wacky stuff, and as always, finishing with some good news. On a Wednesday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I was having too much fun.
Off the weeds.
Jackson.
Well, sometimes. I go out by myself and I look across the water.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here. Quickly, before we get our last look at the roads and weather, top three stories today. As less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining for the five people, if they are still alive, on board the submersible that went missing on its descent to the Titanic at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says, as of tomorrow morning, they expect 10 search assets to be on scene, aiding in the search, and underwater noises were heard overnight, but Frederick said searches have not yielded any results. An explosion in central Paris leaving more than two dozen people injured, including four with critical injuries. They're also searching for two people missing in the rubble of the damaged building that housed a design school. And legislation aimed at protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination is reintroduced today by Democrats in Congress. The Equality Act would expand federal civil rights to stop discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in areas including employment, housing, education, and federal funding. Before we close the hour with some good news, let's get a check of the roads and weather for the final time.
Well, our roads are looking good right now, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. For weather, we do still have some weather going throughout our area with some rain throughout just north of Ensley, as well as Pace and Milton. If you see something else on the roads or weather, always feel free to call or text in. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you are thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. To end off in some good news, a good news story from Tennessee. A Tennessee pup is happily settling into her forever home after a challenging year. The two-year-old pup, this is the Pit Bull Mix, was rescued last June after being found running down the street in Memphis, Tennessee, engulfed in flames. She had been doused in gasoline and set on fire by her former owner, who is now facing three counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and one count of setting fire to personal property or land. Once the canine was fully healed and the rescue was set out to find her new forever home. Well, yesterday, the dog was reunited with her first time with her adopted family, who include a mother, a father, two kids, and two dogs. And this is kind of a social media, I would say, famous dog.
Okay.
Last year when this happened, I forget what the rescue company is, but it's in Memphis, told her story. And so it's just a recap of what happened for, I guess, the, I had like 400,000 views or 400,000 on TikTok. So
it's terrible. But ending on a good note, you said you saw a picture of the puppy with his or her new family, and she looks very happy.
Yeah.
That's great. An 8-year-old Denver Nuggets fan getting a signed Jamal Murray jersey replaced after it was stolen during the Nuggets victory parade last week. Alex Herrera got the surprise of his lifetime when he met the Nuggets star in person.
Here, Alex, this is for you, man. That's your hat.
Thank you.
That's your little jersey. Sorry I missed you in the parade.
Thank you.
No problem. Anytime.
A video posted to TikTok shows the boy taking off his jersey, throwing it up to Jamal Murray for an autograph. Murray signed it and then tried to toss it back, but it was snagged by somebody else in the crowd, and the boy never got it back. So a good ending, but I will say that this was likely stolen by a middle-aged man who just, you know, the scum of the earth.
That's the worst kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a good news story, but did you see that video of that kid who caught the baseball and then accidentally threw it back?
Was that last night at the Braves-Phillies game?
I want to say it was on Father's Day, so maybe it was old one. But a kid got like a foul ball or pop fly or whatever and caught it, didn't know, I guess, and threw it back into the field, and the other little brother, who looked like maybe 8 or 9,
just incredulous.
Oh my gosh, he looked like he wanted to rip his little brother's head off. I think they ended up getting a ball or whatever for the family, but it was a funny video.
Look that up.
Well, this is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, ending off another show. Hope you're having a great Wednesday and getting ready to get to the latter half of the week. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie.